Fox 103 and the Outdoor Show. Where are those fish biting? Our outdoor guy has the inside details. Should you fish the small inland lakes or along the shores of Lake Superior? What's biting? With our outdoor guy, Adam Carpenter. Only on Fox 103.
All right, let's see if we can get a hold of Ranger down at Garden Corner Sports Shop. Heard the fishing wasn't the greatest this weekend, maybe because of the weather. So let's dial up Ranger here and see if he's got a moment to talk to us about the fishing out of Fairport and Big Bay tonight.
Garden Corner Sports Shop, Ranger speaking. May I help you?
Hey, Ranger, it's Adam from the Outdoor Show. You got a minute?
I've always got a minute for you, Adam.
Well, I appreciate it, buddy. So, how'd everything go this past weekend? I heard the salmon fishing slowed down a little bit, but they had to go pretty deep to find them.
Well, you know, they actually didn't do bad if you could get out. The weather was just atrocious.
Yeah.
But they did well. I mean, they're still catching fish. We had one day where they kicked off their Sunday night, where they didn't. That was Sunday night. They didn't do well. But then yesterday morning, they did good again.
Okay.
They kicked back in.
The wave's been pretty rough, though?
Yeah, it's rough out there right now, man. I mean, there's got to be 8-footers out there, I bet, off of Fairport right now. But it's supposed to calm back down tomorrow again.
Hmm.
6-mile-an-hour wind, so it should be able to get out and do some fishing again tomorrow and do all right.
That's good to hear.
You know, it's the last hurrah. You know, you only got probably another 2 weeks, you know, left of good fishing out there.
Sure. So are they fishing as deep as I'm hearing? They're fishing as deep as like 100?
160 to 190, fishing down 119.
Yeah.
The night I went out, we were fishing, we were getting fish from 90 to 119 feet.
Wow.
Down, we were fishing 160. We got four right away. I mean, as fast as you could throw lines in.
What were you getting them on?
We were getting them on the meat rigs. Meat rigs produced well for us that night. And it was the Moo, they call it, and ice, glow ice.
Okay.
What it was. But the mate rig has been really phenomenal out there this year.
Well, that's good to hear. Good tip for somebody headed down to do a little salmon fishing. Last couple weeks, huh?
Last couple weeks. I'd say, they'll get them out there in October, but the big ones and that are starting, they're getting ready to stage, and they're going to start heading for the river. So.
Sure, do a little spawning.
Yeah.
All right, well, anything else going on around Big Bay to knock right now? Any walleye fishing picking up?
Oh, they started getting some walleye off of Ansel's Point out there, from Ansel's to Kate's Bay.
Okay.
They were starting to get a few. A few out in the boot. They're not hammering them, but yet they're still getting them.
Sure. What are they using?
Crawler harnesses. The copper seems to be doing the best.
Okay.
They should start hitting Rapalas. But right now they're doing best on the copper harnesses.
Okay. And anybody using leeches right now? I get a couple of reports here and there about leeches working better than crawlers. Have you heard anything?
They were using leeches out here, but all of a sudden they aren't buying them anymore, so I would assume they're not hitting them on them anymore.
Okay.
So.
I appreciate it.
Okay, we'll talk to you later, Adam.
Take care, Ranger.
Yeah, have a good one.
Ranger from Garden Corner Sports. This is The Outdoor Show, only here on Fox 103.